I think housing prices show what's happening as well. And I think it's certainly good. I love to see rising housing value. It means more people are coming here, and I think that's totally what's happening. But we're getting to a point where rising home values are now potentially going to become problematic for us. We love affordable housing. We want to push affordable housing opportunities. But any housing opportunity at this point is going to be critical.
Oh, my gosh. What is going on with our housing in this area? The prices just keep going up and up and up. The cost of wood is increasing all the time, so construction projects are more expensive. We know the ribbon cutting on the Bellevue Library yesterday, and that price on that facility has skyrocketed. You can't find people to do your construction because either they're not working, or if they are, they're already on other jobs. It's crazy times in Northwest Florida. Joining us now, we have David Peden. He is the Executive Director of the Home Builders Association of West Florida. David, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you. Let me start with kind of a preliminary question to all of this. My wife and I were having this conversation yesterday or 2 days ago, and she says to me, Andrew, where are the people coming from? Like, where is all of this? You know, where is the surge of demand for more houses in our area? Like, physically, where is that coming from? Is it coming from people who already live, like, with their parents, who live in apartments, who live outside of the state? Where is it coming from?
Well, that's a good question. I think the pandemic has heightened the response of people moving to this state, as well as Texas. I'm hearing from my builders. We've got people from California coming to Florida, paying cash to build a brand new home, and then they tell their friends about it, and they move here too. And that's on a higher end scale. But in general, it's the high tax states, the advantages we have in Florida, and the opportunity to move across state lines to get away from states that are shut down that are causing some of this, not all of it. But Florida is a growth state. It always has been. And when we hear our politicians and our governor on down talk about we're having 1,000 people a day move to the state, it is a thing that the politicians promote, and they say, hey, our doors are open. And that's a good thing, but it's also a challenging thing for an industry that is trying to keep up with the demand. And that's where we're seeing the pressures on pricing, materials, labor, and those things that come with it.
I'm very concerned about a year or two or three from now, because what I see right now is, and you mentioned the factors, but you know, I see people coming here from elsewhere. I see people coming here from cash flush areas. I mean, we all know that the same home in Florida, in here in the Panhandle, that might be, you know, let's say it's $250 in California, it might be $750. So they've got the money, right? And so they don't mind paying to build these homes or to buy these homes. But of course, that drives up your comps, which drives up all of your prices. Then you've got the material scarcity and even the labor scarcity. And by the way, that's another part of my question. We're so far into this pandemic now. Why do we still have material scarcity? Can we not just cut down more trees? I mean, why is it hard to get cheap wood anymore?
That's something that we are struggling to find out, especially with lumber prices that have gone up more than 180% since last spring.
Right.
It's caused an average of cost of $24,000 a home across the country.
Wow.
And locally, what we're hearing, you know, people that own farmland and tree farms in Alabama and Florida, they talk about the value of their land and what they call stump pricing. And they have not seen an increase in the demand for their tree farms. So if there's no demand at the bottom, why is the prices spiking at the top?
Yeah.
And our National Association of Home Builders has asked the Biden administration to look at the DOJ to look into to what is happening. And you know, for years we've heard it's Canadian softwood lumber, the tariffs that come into our country. The logging industry in Oregon and Washington State has been regulated to a point where it's not profitable to go harvest those trees. So the forestry management system is out of whack. And you hear all these variety of different things, but nobody can really put a pinpoint why that is happening. But when the builders are looking, especially at the lower end, when you're talking about the police officers, firefighters, teachers, the working force, they are having a difficult time finding those affordable houses. And,
right.
And frankly, the builders cannot build them at affordable prices. Everything has gone up with the demand. And then factor in that, too, with windows are also back ordered. Appliances are, too. States like Michigan that are shut down still. You know, Whirlpool's is based in Benton Harbor, Michigan, and they've got factories in Michigan and other parts of the country that are not at full capacity with their assembly line. So that's also creating increased pressures.
So we do have some supply elements affected by the pandemic, and as you say, windows or appliances, or and wood is one that's a little harder to understand. So that's, which is concerning, but that's a part of it. What about the labor market? Everybody that I talk to says we can't hire enough people. We know the story with restaurants. We know the story with government employees. Are you guys able to, I mean, everybody that I know that owns a business is basically hiring. So are you guys, as home builders, are you short of labor? Is it hard to find enough people to do the physical work? How's that looking for you?
That's part of it as well. We work at the local level with our high schools and getting people involved or getting them exposed to the construction industry, be it carpentry or HVAC and plumbing and electrical and those type things. And when the economy is good, the schools, the next level at PSC and University of West Florida, cannot get enough students in because they're out there working in the field. They're trying to find jobs.
Right.
But with any business or any industry, I'll have my electrical contractors tell me we'll have a hiring of 3 people. We will have 10 applications. And after we get to the screening, the drug test and everything like that, we'll wind up with maybe one good one. And it's changing the mindset of for so many years of college, and I think it's reached a tipping point where I think our state and national leaders are talking about, let's get back into where you can get a job out of high school,
yeah,
and teach a trade, and they don't understand that these kids could get out of school and start making good money immediately, and not only that, as time goes on, they can start their own business and do exceptionally well in any type of trade. But so we are seeing that there's always been a struggle with labor, and especially after Hurricane Sally, only increased the demand for repairs and on people's homes and things of that nature. So
well, that makes sense to me too. Is obviously Sally put demand pressure, because if you've got, you know, the people who could do the building are the people who could do the rebuilding, and now you're not just building homes, but you're trying to restore and do roofs and all that kind of stuff. We're talking to David Peden. He's the executive director of the Home Builders Association of West Florida. David, this is exactly why I wanted to have you on, because it's such really interesting information. David, you know, I think I've told you before, we lived in Phoenix in 08-09. We saw the surge, we saw the California exodus, and we saw not just that, but the nationwide, what happened with the economy. And we saw the crazy burst bubble, you know, go up, buying $100,000 homes for $250,000, and then right back to $80,000 2 years later. I'm worried that we're going to see something like that because of this quick increase, and especially investors and out-of-state buyers and all that kind of stuff. What do you see happening in the next, say, 1 to 2 years with this current trend in home prices going so high?
Well, it's always been difficult to forecast what's going to happen in the future,
sure,
of course. And I'm seeing in certain areas of town, and I scratch my head and think, who in the heck is buying that house for that kind of price? And not only that, when they come on the market, they get asking offer, or sometimes $10,000-$20,000 above asking offer, just to get that house. So, that's just how the market works. And from what we've been told by forecasters, and there's one guy named Edsel Charles out of Tennessee who does regional forecasting, and he predicted the downturn, the Great Recession, years ago. And when he's done his presentations for us locally, he predicts 2032 before we see the next downturn in the housing industry.
Wow.
How he predicts that, I don't know, but he was spot on the last time, so I bet on him again.
Are you also seeing a high rate of, and I don't know the answer to this, but we always hear about affordable housing, and it's very difficult for people to get first housing or even first rental. I know rental prices have shot up tremendously here locally, which is understandable because if you've got a rental house and you could sell it and make more money and it's not feasible to rent it anymore at that price based on the rental market, I mean, are you seeing a lot of properties that convert from rent to ownership as a part of competing against this demand for new homes, for example? Are you seeing much of that?
I don't have the information on that.
Okay.
That's not my wheelhouse a little bit with the rental market.
Okay. I was just curious if you might know, because that's the other side of this, is I'm always hearing from our elected leaders about affordable housing and low-end housing, and, you know, I can see why it'd be hard to find, especially in this rising market right now. Well, David Peden, he is the executive director for the Home Builders Association of West Florida. David, really good information, really interesting. Thanks so much for, you know, answering a lot of my questions and helping me have a better perspective. I'm sure people find it fascinating. But thanks for the time, man. And by the way, congratulations on your appointment to the Escambia Children's Trust board. So you were put onto that by the governor, approved of that. So congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you for having me on. It's been anytime you need me, just give me a call.